The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. We are beginning a journey into the month of November, which is a month full of thanksgiving and being thankful for the gifts that we've been given. And today is a great way to start that journey, actually. There is so much to be thankful for. Today is All Saints Sunday in the church. And you'll notice in your bulletins, we're going to take some time to remember those names that have passed, those people that have passed before us who have blessed us with the gift of faith and a wonderful example. And we'll ring the bell during that time. So just a wonderful day to give thanks for the people that have come before us that God has used to pass the faith to each one of us. Lots more to be thankful about. I just want to take just a second to list them here this morning. This next weekend, we'll hear about the Ladies' Bazaar. That is lots of hands go into that work of putting together a Ladies' Bazaar. And the end product is that the monies and proceeds for the Ladies' Bazaar go to bless the community around us. So do take a look at the baskets that have been prepared already and some of the things that are out there in the fellowship hall at the conclusion of the worship service. The second thing that I'd share with the congregation to be thankful for are the grounds here at Peace Lutheran. Yesterday we had some workers pick some weeds and clean up the area. Do take a look as you exit, as you come into the building this week to see just all the work that's been done. And I think the takeaway was so much work had been done in the spring that there really wasn't an overwhelming amount. So just thank you to everyone that came and helped for just a brief moment yesterday. Also, I'll note that we have a new ice machine that's operating and working in the kitchen. Take a look at that. It does have a scoop, so it's not to be, you're not to stick your hand in and grab the ice. And then lastly, I'd share that the floor in the youth room is also down. You might want to walk down the hallway and check that out. So lots to be thankful here at Peace Lutheran Church. Lots of hands at work. God is working through our hands to bring Jesus to others here. I know we got some other announcements. I'm going to pass along to Dan to share with us this morning.
Good morning. Many of you know that I've transposed into a new position at work. The final play that I'll be directing at the high school is this week. It's Into the Woods. And that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday. So how convenient to come to the bazaar on Saturday and then at 2 o'clock attend the show. It's amazing how I worked that out just for you. And I'd love to talk to anybody about the new position I have. I'm known as the High School Success Coordinator, and it's an opportunity to just help people graduate high school. And in a month last year, we had 5 kids who were not going to graduate on time, full diplomas, and this year we're starting a little bit earlier, and I have 24 of them on my radar, of which we are going to get every one of them, whether they want to or not, through the high school. But this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m., and Saturday at 2 o'clock, immediately following the bazaar, Into the Woods at the high school. Thank you.
And just real quickly, Carla and I are coordinating Grandma's Attic, and if you haven't brought things already, feel free to bring them today through about Wednesday or Thursday. And we're really not looking for like garage sale items that might be dirty or broken. We're looking for things more like you might find in a resale shop or antique mall. But I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive things, but just not kind of garbagey garage sale things. Okay. And a lot of people come for that room, and they love finding really fun things. So if you can bring anything, that would be great.
Janie?
Last call. The items should be here Wednesday, and the goodies and such good cookies will be here Friday. Then I'm also putting a call out for purchased cookies. We use these to hand out free to our customers, and they thoroughly enjoy it. So I've waited till the last minute, so you can run out and get us some purchased cookies, and please label them so we know that where they go. Also, I would like to have at least one man's help after church today to help us ladies get some of those heavier items down from the attic. Thank you. See y'all Saturday.
And this is just the reminder that for the cookies, for the cookie jar, if you're bringing cookies. And I just want to, you know, thank all of those that have signed up for the cookies they will be bringing, that we would like to have them on Friday so that we can, you know, get them all arranged and everything. And if you happen to make a recipe from the cookbook, if you would just, you know, put a note of the kind of cookie and the page that the cookie recipe is on, that would be greatly appreciated too. And you know, time is drawing near and we're getting excited and really looking forward to the bazaar on Saturday. Thank you.
I'm going to pull the list today for Tables of Peace. So if you haven't signed up and want to sign up, make sure you take care of that today. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Kay. Okay, one note about our worship this morning is that it is an odd numbered month and the first Sunday of the month, which means the majority of the service is out of the green hymnal. You'll need to keep that handy for much of the songs and the prayers, but the service will be projected in front of you as well. Wish you God's blessings on your worship here this morning. One, and hopefully you have a few more things to be thankful for as we conclude our worship as well.